Happy Tuesday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. How about another Be Our Guest podcast community check-in for your Tuesday? I wasn't going to put this one out, but we have a little downtime here. So here is Sunday night show. This show was recorded on Sunday night, March 29th, 2020. We took lots of great calls. We talked about the small things. We're going to enjoy so much on the next Walt Disney World or just Disney vacation in general. We also talked about how life's going for everybody with all of our self-quarantining. We talked about the future of our Disney trips and much more. So just something to keep you company here on a Tuesday. We hope that you're doing well, staying safe, staying healthy. So enjoy today's Be Our Guest podcast community check-in.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Happy Sunday night, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for joining us here on another Be Our Guest podcast community check-in. Let's check that calendar. What day of the week is it? It really doesn't matter anymore, but it is Sunday night, March 29th, 2020, as we record this show. We are doing these nightly. We've had some great conversations. Last night, we talked a lot of baseball. We, of course, talked Disney every one of the shows because we're all Disney fans, but we're working in a lot of other topics. We talked a little education and distance learning last night. So it's been a good time with these shows because the podcasts that we put out on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays will always be Disney theme parks, helping you plan a better Disney vacation, helping you remember great Disney memories, especially on Mondays. And, just taking on topics that are current and things that'll help us plan better vacations on Fridays. And so we'll be doing that again. So tomorrow night, we're not doing the community check-in. You can join us at 5:45 Eastern. Pam and Ricky are joining me as we record the Wednesday and the Friday shows for next week. So that'll be listener questions and some topic. I have some ideas for Friday, but I'm not sure I'm going to ask the ladies for their input first. So again, a little bit earlier tomorrow night, 5:45 Eastern. Then Tuesday will probably be a daytime show for our UK listeners again. And then Wednesday, again, a trip report. And then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we'll do 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central. All right, so we're going to talk about the little things tonight. This idea was brought to us last night by Amy, and I thought it was a great idea because you can take this a lot of ways. Okay, so first of all, I think we had the discussion last night in the chat, especially as we were talking about the little things at Walt Disney World that we miss. And I just kind of mentioned in passing that I'm never going to take for granted a lot of things on my Disney vacations. Like right now, I would love just to go through the Swiss Family Treehouse and explore it. I would love to go in the Tiki Room and see the show. There's lots of little things that I would like to explore and do, but there's also a lot of little things that I'm getting to do that I wouldn't have got to do otherwise. But let's get to our first call tonight. It's coming in, and that's what this is all about. Hey, who's joining us? Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, is it Alfred?
Hey, Mike. Yep.
Hey, good. How's it going today?
I'm pretty good. Just had to call in tonight first because last night I kept trying, and there were so many calls that I couldn't get through.
Well, we have more listeners tonight than we've ever had here in the live chat since we started doing this, and I appreciate you spreading the word. Yep. I think it worked.
Yep, absolutely. I think it did, too.
We're not Yeehaw Bob numbers yet, but we're getting there.
Yeah. I just wanted to piggyback from last night for a moment before I go into my small thing.
Okay.
First, for educators, I wanted to mention a site that's online that's phenomenal for kids, mostly younger elementary, but you could show it to middle elementary also.
Okay.
The site is called StorylineOnline.com.
StorylineOnline.com.
And it's basically where celebrities read picture books, on film.
So is it kind of like what Josh Gad's doing? I know that I haven't seen it, but I heard he's reading a book at night and a lot of folks. So
yeah,
that way they can just kind of it's like a read aloud that a teacher would do in a classroom.
Yeah. Nice. Same idea. And it's sponsored by SAG, the Screen Actors Guild.
Great idea.
So it's really it's free. It's wonderful.
Nice.
Yeah.
Like it.
Second, technology. because I couldn't get in. I always bring with me my phone, of course, my battery pack, extra wall pieces to plug it in the wall if I need it,
mm-hmm.
My camera, my video camera, and then I always make sure I have wipes so that I can clean off the technology, the phone and stuff, the lens wipes.
That's a great tip.
That's important.
You know what? Because when I used to teach it in my gifted program, we had iPads in my classroom. So I had this secretary. Mm-hmm. She was crazy. Kathy, I loved her to death, but she was crazy like a fox. She would order us all kinds of stuff. Like, we had more stuff in our closet than anybody, and we had to move mm-hmm. buildings. And so they're throwing stuff out. We had boxes and boxes of those, like wet wipes, like the lens wipes.
Yep.
And so I have yep. tons of those. And you're right. Those are so great for Disney because, you know, I'll of course be uh-huh. down in a peanut butter and jelly milkshake and then get it on my phone.
Uh-huh.
And then I got to clean it off.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah.
Exactly.
Awesome. Good tips.
Or just anything,
yeah,
you know,
near my hands.
Eventually things get dirty.
That's right. Especially, you know what? Especially now, like when we go back to the parks, I think we're going to all be slightly germophobic, even if we weren't before, just to be safe.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's really one of my small things now, because I'm grateful for what Disney has done by closing down mm-hmm. because they're protecting us. It's hard, but I'm glad they did what they did.
Yes, I agree. You know? I mean, this is how I make my living. It's really hard for me to see it happen. You know, it's like it's hard for the cast members, and that's exactly how I make my living mm-hmm. too. But I mean, it's for the good. You know, it's going to be, yeah. I think, a short-term hurt for a long-term survival, I think. And that's how we got to yeah. look at it.
Yes, we definitely do have to look at it like that. Hey, we will be better for it. Just like after 9/11, people were very upset about the bag checks and all of that, but we got through it. Now it's just commonplace. We go in, we know our bags are open, and that's it. Done.
That's true.
So, yeah. So it's like we have to take measures to protect ourselves and each other. And I think that's the whole thing. And that, to me, that is a small thing. That's a small price to pay for having fun for the long term.
I agree. And in that way, because yeah. the thing is, I think now we fly with more confidence that we're safer. You know, I tell myself
yeah.
I'm safer because they have all these checks, you know, these checks to make sure this isn't happening, this isn't happening, this isn't happening. And now mm-hmm. when we go back in those parks, same thing. I'm going to feel safer, I think, because they're going to have thought about things that maybe weren't thought about even 6 months ago.
Yeah.
I'm hoping.
Exactly. Or 4 weeks ago.
Exactly. I mean, I was there in February, you know, the world has changed yeah. so much since then. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. So that's what I wanted to say. I think it's something that everyone can just think about and realize, and hopefully people aren't too upset.
Yeah, I think we'll take it in stride. We have to. It's going to be the new
exactly.
normal. It's going to be the new normal.
Yeah. I'm more upset about me losing my souvenir mug coming back in December or January.
I'll give you a little orange bird. How's that?
Yeah, right. It was funny because I had the dining plan and I had 3 reservations. So I was able to get a cup each time. So I got the Star Wars Tervis cup, which I love, you know, the metal one, the upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got the holiday one, you know, the regular holiday refillable. And I got the red Mickey Mouse one. And it was the red Mickey Mouse one. I don't know if it fell out of my bag on the plane or what, but it's gone.
I'm looking around
here. Nowhere to be found.
I'm looking around here for my refillable Skyliner mug. I had it sitting down here. I must have taken it upstairs, but it's not around either.
Yeah,
I
saw that.
I
said,
now that you mentioned that, I'm like,
I saw that online, and I want that one.
That's
I hope
sweet.
They still have it when I go.
They will. They had them everywhere. Yeah, you'll get one.
Yeah.
They were not. And they keep your
drinks anywhere
super
they
cold.
Had. Probably anywhere they had Skyliner, though, right?
Yes, yes, yes. I saw them at Caribbean Beach, yeah. Riviera, and both Pop and Art.
Yeah.
Yep, yep. I saw them all, right. all those places. And okay. I think I even saw them at the International Gateway at that store.
I definitely have to check that.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey,
that was a great one.
Good stuff. So, good way to lead off the show. You've got everybody thinking. Thanks for sharing the word. And we'll be tomorrow night. Sure. It's going to be the regular shows, but Tuesday, give us a call. Yep. We'll talk to you then, buddy.
Absolutely.
Stay safe and healthy, man. Good talking to you. Bye-bye.
Bye. You too.
All right. Bye-bye. Alfred leading us off tonight. We appreciate that so much. And he's spreading the word. I love it because we got big numbers tonight. So thank you to everybody who's tuned in. If you've never joined us here on the live Be Our Guest podcast community check-ins, we're doing something, you know, we're a little bit looser here on Facebook. The shows are more Disney all the time. All right, we have our next caller. Hey, who's joining us tonight?
Hey, it's Stacy from New York.
Hey, Stacy from New York. How are you doing tonight?
Doing well. How's it going?
Can we say, we can't really say we're doing good anymore. My biggest thing is I'm hanging in there. You know, I'm just like, you know, I feel like, I don't know, like I'm being pulled by a speedboat, you know, like the people that never turn loose on the thing when they fall off the water skis and you're just kind of skipping over the water. That's about how I'm doing right now. If I had to picture it, you know, just skipping across the water, getting beat up a little, but hanging in there. So that's probably about it.
Yeah, I hear you. I feel like new responses. We're healthy.
Yeah, exactly. We're here.
Exactly. Yeah. We're surviving. Yeah. So my little thing, is getting off the plane, feeling that rush of hot air, and then getting on the Magical Express. Because being from New York, no matter what time of year we go, it's always warmer there, and you just feel it as soon as you get off the plane, and it's like, oh, we've arrived.
Yes. Okay. From St. Louis, because we go in the summer. So when we go in the summer, there's not much difference because it's usually super hot, super humid here when we leave and we get there. But, man, I love going down for Marathon Weekend or, like, Princess or any time where it's not hot here at home, not summertime, because that's exactly right. I don't even know if it's the heat as much as, like, the humidity. It's almost just like a big, like, warm hug, you know, like you're in Florida. And then you see the palm trees when you're on the little the tram or the monorail at the airport. You know, once I see my first palm tree, I know that I'm on vacation. Because I used to think about that when we drove. We'd be in southern Georgia. You'd see a palm, like your first palm tree, and you're like, yes, I'm in the tropical places. So, yeah, that's a great thing. It's because it's environmental, and I think that's what Disney does so well.
Yeah, it's just getting in the Disney bubble, like going through, you know, the gates and seeing Walt Disney World and just knowing that I'm on vacation, you can leave everything behind. So I have a quick question for you. We are supposed to go at the end of August, and we're supposed to go with friends. We were staying in a two-bedroom villa at the Contemporary.
Nice.
They might not be able to go, which means I can't afford a two-bedroom villa on my own. So we have made a backup reservation, and I was weighing my options last night, and I ended up going with the Riviera.
Good call.
But we can always modify that, and I was calling in just to get your opinion to see which deluxe resort you would think would be the best. It's three adults and my two kids, ages 14 and 10.
So are you looking for a villa, or are you looking for like a typical hotel? Is the villa kind of, you want the washer-dryer, like in a one-bedroom or higher? Do you want the kitchenette? What are you looking for?
No, we just want to do deluxe, but I'm just trying to decide what would be the best option. I mean, we could still stay at the Contemporary, but now that my options have opened up, now I feel like I have this whole new world of of options to look at, and it's so hard to decide on my own. We went with the Riviera just because it's shiny and new, and we haven't seen it yet, but, you know, beach club with the pool at the end of August would be nice. I'm just trying to get some opinions to make the best decision.
No, well, the chat room is going to pop. Please put them in the comments here. We'll pop them up on the screen. How old are the kids? Just one more thing, because you mentioned summertime and swimming. How old are they? Is that going to be a huge deal?
They're 10 and 14.
Oh, God, yeah. That'll be a huge deal.
Yeah.
Because I remember those times. All right, it's hard to go against the beach and the yacht because of Storm Along Bay. Now, if you're going to, hoping that you're going to spend time at the resort to take advantage of the pool, but the Riviera's got a pretty nice pool. And the thing that makes it really hard in this kind of a situation is the Skyliner predicament, because if you're at the Riviera, you are literally boom, boom to Epcot and the studios. You're there and back in a blink. If you're at Epcot, now of course you can hop on to you can walk into Epcot and you can walk to the studio, so that kind of takes care of that. If you're, you know, ride a boat, it's hot in August, but it's not that far of a walk, and especially for kids of that age, make them walk. You got to make them a little miserable. God, I don't know. So I'm trying to think rooms. You're right. The Riviera is the new hotness, and the resort is gorgeous. It is. Mallory's begging me to stay there. Just, and she's never been there. She's just seen pictures. You know, have you stayed ever at the Beach or Yacht or Boardwalk or anywhere Epcot area before?
We've done Boardwalk. It was a bit of a hike to Hollywood Studios.
It is.
So we went last August, and that by the time we got to the park, we were drenched in sweat. I mean, the humidity was
That's true.
Unreal. So I'm wondering if it makes more sense to be on a Skyliner than to be at a resort where we have to walk, if it truly is that quick.
Well, see, I think here's what I'm thinking, though. I'm ruling out the Contemporary for one reason, because of your boy's age. I think you're probably going to spend more time at Epcot in the studios, I'm guessing, than maybe exclusively the Magic Kingdom. Because while the Contemporary is very nice for the Magic Kingdom, I mean, it's right there. You can walk, which is awesome.
Right.
But the thing you're sacrificing is you're tucked away in the Magic Kingdom, like resort loop area. Like, by being back there, you're kind of remote to everything else, even Epcot, because you got to switch monorails and all that. And it's... I would really go with, the Riviera is what I would put number one, with Beach and Yacht right behind it.
Okay.
Couldn't
I mean, I looked at the rooms for the Beach Club, and they just, I don't know, when you look at those rooms as compared to the Riviera, it's like, wow, that's really nice over at the Riviera. So I just felt like maybe we go that route for this time, because I feel like their pricing might also go up as time goes on.
Totally. If you're ever going to stay there, now's the time, because, you know, I have a feeling this summer we're going to have aggressive pricing by Disney just to get people confident in traveling again. You know, I think they're going to have a hard day. The fall is really busy because a lot of people initially in this first surge of cancellations in March, a lot of people booked backup plans for like October, November, December, assuming that everything's going to be back to normal by then. But I think there's going to be those, we don't know when the parks open again, but say they open like mid-May, beginning of June. I think for that first 60 to 90 days, the parks are back open. People are going to be like, do I want to get on an airplane yet? Do I want to go to a theme park with 40,000 of my other friends? You know, it's the hardcore people, I think, are going to go, you know, that are kind of like throwing caution to the wind. I mean, I'm probably going to be one of those people. I don't know, though. I don't know how I feel, because, you know, you got to get on that plane. And I think the next time we get ready to get on a plane, we're going to be thinking a little bit more than we did last time. Like, the air is all circulating in here. You know, they're going to have to aggressively encourage, entice people to get down there. And so I think you could get a really decent deal on the Riviera, where I think that'll go away very quickly once things get back to normal, because it's a nice resort. They're going to charge out the nose, I think.
Yeah. All right. Well, you made me feel better about my decision. I wasn't 100% sold on it, but I feel like you've sold me.
Well, it's nice when not all three of us are here, because that way all three of us can't say a different thing. It's just me. So there you go. So it's, you know, and I'm not always right. And the thing is, you can't make a bad choice. Any of those are going to be a fun place. Your kids are going to have a blast. But that Skyliner, that Skyliner is remarkable. You're going to fall in love.
Oh, good. Yeah, it'll be our first time on the Skyliner. So we're looking forward to it.
You will love it. All right. Well, hey, thanks for calling in. I sure appreciate you. Stay healthy and stay safe now.
Thanks. Same to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yep, bye.
All right. We have our next call. I hate that sound, but we got it out of there quickly. Hey, who's joining us?
Hey, Mike. It's Michael from Charlotte.
Michael in Charlotte. How's it going tonight? Hope you're doing well.
We are. We're doing great. We're staying quarantined, you know, except going out for groceries and things like that. But only one of us is going out, not the whole family, like I've seen a few people do. So it's good.
That's what we do with Paige. We give her we make the list, and then we send her out into the wild, scary world. And I go walk around the path around the lake by myself and look at the bullfrogs and the snakes and the turtles. That's all I've seen today.
That's right. I've cut my yard several times, you know, this week. So that's been good therapy. But yeah, we're hanging in there.
That's what I noticed. Everybody in our subdivision now has very nice looking yards, because that is the
right.
I saw people pulling weeds. Like, we're gonna have the best looking subdivision, because there is nothing else to do. And we got 2 days in a row of like 80 degree weather, and people are itching to get going. So what can you do?
Yeah, the country's gonna look like Augusta National by the time we're all done with it.
All of a sudden you'll wake up in the morning, Tiger will be putting on your backyard. That'll be nuts. So what's going on? What you got on your mind?
Hey, I had a question for you. So we're DVC owners. I know a lot of the listeners are DVC owners as well. But just as we start kind of getting through this, or working our way through this, and travel starts to open back up again, And this may be a dumb question. I've just never thought about it. But so obviously our stays, we book our stays through the DVC sites. But if we wanted to add dining plan or when we don't have annual passes and we wanted to add tickets, can we do that through you?
Okay, so we're not allowed to book anything through DVC. That has to go through member services because there's Disney has certain rules. And I appreciate you asking because that is it's a question I didn't know the answer to before I started doing all this with Pam. No, we can't touch DVC stuff. What we can do, we can sell a la carte tickets, which then you can link to your My Disney Experience, which then it's you just assign the ticket to whoever needs it, and it kind of looks like a package. It acts like a package. It's like if you have a room only and a ticket separate. We can do that. We can't add the dining or anything like that because that has to go through member services because that's going to be part of your DVC package. But
okay.
You know, the thing is, the way I think about DVC, and also one thing that's kind of interesting, we can't sell annual passes either as travel agents. Now, what we can do.
Well, I was wondering about that as well. So, yeah.
I mean, I wish we could. Now, I'm an annual pass holder. So the way I do that is if somebody wants to support a travel agent and you know that you're going to get an annual pass, if you're a DVC member, you know you are because you're already invested, right? And like, I know I'm going because I have races, I have the podcast. Like, it would be bad to have a podcast and never go to Disney. So I know I'm getting one. So what I do is I sell myself a 10-day hopper. And that way, what it does, I get about 70% of the cost, like in the Magic Your Way ticket. And then when I get there, I just upgrade it as soon as I arrive. And then I only have to pay Disney's got me because I'm like, I only have to pay like an extra, $300 to get my annual pass. I've already paid the other $700-$800 before. That's sad. I shouldn't even have to say that out loud. But yeah, that's how you can really help support a travel agent. If you're going to buy an annual pass anyway, get a 10-day hopper from them and they can get a few bucks and then you can get your annual pass and everybody kind of supports each other. Because I think we're kind of looking for that in, with travel agents, with our restaurants today in St. Louis, we had a thing where we didn't go because we ate at home, but I saw that, they were having a big rally where just pay what you can. And all the money was going to support servers, which, I think in these times, we're going to have to do more and more of that to keep our businesses going just to get through this lull.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that.
No, that's great to know because, we've thought about that before, just never thought to email you or ask here. And so that is a good way, to kind of help to support the industry.
Yeah. And we appreciate that very much. And we understand if you're DVC, we have to play by Disney's rules and you guys have invested at the highest level possible when it comes to Disney fandom. You have purchased part of the company with a mortgage and monthly payments. And you know what? I respect that so much. And I've always said, DVC members should be the first people to get the biggest benefits and discounts and rewards that Disney can give because you're in at the highest level, then annual pass holders possibly or, other people. But, I appreciate that very much. And, I always play by the rules, but, anytime we can help you out and we can kind of help each other out, that means a ton to all of us, especially all the travel agents out there, not just us, not just the Magic for Less. I think most of us do it because we're passionate about Disney. We love it. But, a lot of us do it to support our families, too. And it's worked out very well for me, for the past few years. But it's a little scary right now. But it's going to be OK. It's just this is my first freak out moment for a couple days, because I was always a teacher before that.
Yeah.
And, teachers weren't going anywhere unless kids went away and then kids never go away. So I freaked out for a couple of days, but I'm good. Pam talked to me, and we're going to make it. We're going to be fine. It's just a little bump in the road. But I appreciate it. Especially, it makes me feel good that you're asking that question. That means a ton to me, so thank you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We had a stay. Well, I said had. We have a stay coming up. I think, though, I don't even know if – but it's the 11th of April, and we were going to go down for our spring break and – just been a long weekend, basically a 4-day weekend. And we were really excited because we had, we made our reservations fairly late for DVC. And then we just got a couple months ago, got moved over to the beach club. So we were really excited about that for the kids.
Oh.
And they've been pretty good about it. We go usually 2 to 3 times a year, one long week in the summer, and then usually try to get there couple days here throughout the year. But so they've been pretty good about it, but even if they lift the restrictions, I don't know that we're quite ready to go in April, the middle of April.
Yeah.
It might be a little too soon before we really know what's going on.
You're not really. Your middle name isn't guinea pig. Yeah, I know. I hear you. I mean, because I'm a huge Disney fan. A lot of folks are saying, I want to be there on the day it opens. And I do. Don't get me wrong. I do, but then I don't. You know, like, it's like, I don't, because I don't know. I want to get back ASAP, but I mean, like, I want to give it a little, like, maybe a week and see what happens. I don't know, though. But you're right. I mean, it's the whole thing I've been telling my guests, because, you know, I've had a ton of guests over the last, like, because it started, like, in February. Like, you know, we're hearing about this. What do you, you know, just because that's why we're here. You know, we're here to have conversations, to give, you know, opinions on things, you know, and I'm not an expert at this, but they're asking, what would you do? And I'm just, my biggest advice to all my guests has always been, do what makes you comfortable. You know, I can't tell you to go, to not go, to reschedule, to stick with it. The thing is, I don't want you to get on the plane and the whole time, or like get on a cruise ship, you know, and the whole time, like when you're getting on the ship, when it's the most exciting time of a cruise, or when you're going under the gates, most exciting time of a Walt Disney World trip, the whole time you're like, you're constantly like sanitizing. You're constantly like just looking around. Somebody sneezed on the Magical Express bus, and all of a sudden you think you have, you know, some, you got the, you're positive, you know, you're testing positive on the bus. You know, I just, that's not vacation. That's not relaxing. I want you to go and get away from it all. I don't want you to go and stress that you're there. That's not a vacation. So if you're going to go and be that way, don't go, because you're not going to have a good time. I want everybody to have a good time when they go.
Right. Yeah. You're worried. You start freaking out because, oh, I just touched my face. What else did I touch?
Because I touch my face all the time. Like, I'd be like, I wouldn't even be on the Magical Express bus. I'd be like picking at my eye, like, oh, my eye. It's just, oh, my God, what did I just do? Because I'm terrible like that. You see me on the video. I'm probably touching my face every 5 seconds.
Hey, just one more thing. So we obviously we stayed in last night and we did the Disney, I guess it wasn't through Disney Plus, but the Onward streaming through whatever it was through for $20 as a family. It was a pretty good movie. Wasn't the funniest Pixar movie, but overall was solid, had a good story behind it. And I think we all enjoyed it, but there were parts through the movie, I won't give any spoilers, that you're kind of thinking, okay, this, I'm not really sure I'm sold on this one, but then towards the end, as it gets to the end, it kind of redeems itself. So it was for $20. I mean, you can't go to the movies for cheaper than that with a family of four.
Yeah.
We got to stay in and watch it. So it was, you know, not a bad value.
That's the, I just want to ask you about that 20-point price point, because I'm going to see Onward eventually. I'm sure I am, but we still haven't seen Moana. I said I was going to do it a week ago, but then I bought the From the Earth to the Moon series, which I love, and it's like 12 shows. I'm in the middle of that. But okay, so initially I heard the $20 rental, because it's a rental fee. You get it, I think, for like 48 hours, 72 hours, and it goes away. And I'm thinking, whoa, $20. But then you said it, like when you have a family, and by the time you would go to the movies to see that, you're probably talking $80 by the time you buy the popcorn, you buy a couple snacks. I mean, well, like split some sodas. I mean, you're $80 in. And so $20 for a family is now, if you're a single person, it might not be a great deal, but for a family, it's an awesome deal.
Yeah. I would wait probably if, you know, unless it was just something that really intrigued me, but, if I was single, but you know, we like everybody probably goes out to the movies with their families. We hit a little pizza place nearby, but still we go get the popcorn and the sodas. And, you know, so you're right. I mean, it's you're into it for $75, $100.
I think this is going to change. This will totally change, I think, coming out of this, a lot of industries. And I think the movie theaters is a big one, because who knows? I mean, are people going to rush back when maybe this is they make this more commonplace where you can see, you know, first run movies sooner and at home for like a higher premium on the rental, but for families, this is a good deal. And plus, I mean, who wants to take like a 5-year-old to the movie? You want to take them every once in a while, but you don't want to take them a lot. You know, like it's a hassle.
Right. Yeah. Hey, yeah, and you can pause when you got to go to the bathroom, exactly. Or when everybody has to go to the bathroom every 5 minutes. You know, so
exactly.
You don't miss anything.
And you can yell at, you know, yell at your own kids, down in front, get down. What are you doing?
That's right.
Knock it
off.
Put
your iPads away.
Exactly. Pay attention. I paid $20 for this sucker. Watch. We're going to have a quiz at the end. Anyway, that's fun, though. No, I appreciate you calling in. I appreciate the kind words and, you know, helping us to support everything. And, man, that means a lot, just asking those questions. So thank you so much, buddy.
Yeah, man. Thanks for all you're doing. And I know Ricky and Pam aren't on these calls, but really enjoy listening to to these kind of impromptu community check-ins. I think they're doing a lot of us good.
All right. I sure appreciate that. And we're going to get through this together. I promise you. We'll get through it. We're just going to do it together.
Yep. No doubt.
All right. You take care. Take care of that family.
All right. Thanks.
All right,
bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye. All right. This has been an awesome start. 407-413-9395. Phone lines are wide open. This is great. We're talking Disney. We're talking movies. We're talking tickets. We're talking hotels, the Riviera against the beach and the yacht club. Lots of folks were sounding off in the chat room about that. Good news is you can't make a wrong decision in those. You know what? To be honest, out of those four, I like Boardwalk. I love Boardwalk. I like Boardwalk more than Yacht and Beach Club. Even though Stormalong Bay is across the way, God, there's something about the Boardwalk, and I don't know what it is. It's not the scary chairs. Maybe it's the clown pool. Maybe I'm demented. I have no idea, but we have our next call to save me. Hey, who's calling?
Hey, Mike. It's Dennis down in Plano, Texas. How are you?
Hey, Dennis. How's it going? Is it warm down in Texas?
Not too bad, actually. I've been in the 70s today, and I don't think it's going to get out of the 60s tomorrow.
Oh, man. Sounds good. I'll take that. I saw earlier.
Made for some...
You ran a 10K today, didn't you? Like at a 9:11 pace or something like that?
Yeah. Miles for Migraine race. I was going to do it the Dallas version last week, but ended up, the plan was, I was going to stay home so my wife and sister-in-law and the boy's godmother could all run it together. And then I was supposed to be in Walt Disney World this weekend, and when that didn't happen, I signed up for the Houston version of the race and did that virtually.
Nice. You were flying, man. I'm just saying, 9/11, that's no joke. That's
yeah,
good.
Well, you know, I've gotten very used to running the same neighborhood lap for the past 2 weeks because we've had a lot of rain. I can't go down to my lake and everything else, so I've figured out how to cut all the corners just right and had a really good pace on that one.
You're cornering well, like a fine-tuned sports car. I like it. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So what's on your mind? What's going on? I'm sorry you're not at Walt Disney World right now, by the way. I mean, it stinks.
Yeah, you know, it's a mixed deal. I mean, I was looking forward to going down. It was my son's high school orchestra trip, and, you know, all those kids had done a lot of work fundraising so they could go, and so it's kind of a bummer that they couldn't make it, but... On the other hand, I'm really glad that I'm not having to answer to a lot of concerned parents as the chaperone about what was going to be happening then. So, you know, there'll always be other trips, but just looking forward to future opportunities. My biggest regret is I still haven't had a chance to check out Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah, I know. That has to hurt for you. That has to be bad.
Yeah. It is. I am... resisting the urge to finally just go check out the whole thing on YouTube because I just don't know what's going to happen at this point.
Dennis, don't do it. Do not do it. Don't give in. Don't. I'm going to have to call and get your internet disconnected. Your son will be mad.
Oh, don't do that. I've got a teenager and a preteen, and if we lost the internet, this place would go completely nuts.
Oh, the preteen would be worse. They're so awkward and dramatic, like Mallory. She's 12. She's so awkward and dramatic. We love her, but oh my goodness.
Look, yeah, well, he's either got Disney Plus or Netflix going all day. So that's all that would do that.
When I get ready to do these shows, I'm like, give me an hour. Everybody stop streaming because we have really good internet. But I'm just like, I don't want to mess with it. Like, if you cannot stream for 1 hour, I'm like, you can stream the 23 hours after this until we do this again tomorrow night. But just give me an hour. And they do. They're nice. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, we hadn't had our internet upgraded since we moved into this house in 2007. And then when we had even an inkling that people were going to have to start staying home, we called the internet provider and said, hey, come out and upgrade this thing because people working at home and two kids trying to do school from home, there's no way it's going to last the four of us. And I am so glad we did that. It's made all the difference.
Yeah, it's got to be a boon for the internet cable providers, the laptop distributors, and especially the streaming services. There's a lot of companies that are probably coming out huge on this. Even I keep getting, and you're probably getting them too, like on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, these ads for like stand-up desks, chairs, mini arcades. Well, you can see what kind of stuff I like. But yeah, I keep, you know, the one-up mini arcade, pool tables. And it's like, man, I can't really spend money on that kind of stuff right now. But I'm terrible at Instagram. Like, eventually it wears me down. I just buy the stuff usually in my normal life. You know, it's like after like the 17th ad, I'm like, fine, I guess I need it. And then, but I'm not going to do it this time. Not doing it.
It does prey upon all your interests.
So bad. It's so
that's,
bad.
That's for sure.
So bad.
So here's a question for you. I'm a little nervous about the cruise that we've got lined up that's supposed to happen in early June. But assuming that that doesn't happen and I'm trying to figure out another vacation, is everyone going to be booking Disney for July and August, or what's looking like the better time to go?
So I forget, because I know you have your cruise, but where's your cruise going? Is it Alaska?
Oh, it's a Mediterranean
okay,
one.
I'm assuming that
I'm going to have to reschedule that one for next year.
Yep, I think that in Alaska, those are going to be goners. I don't know anything yet. Don't quote me on it. I'm just guessing from the news. Could be different.
Sure.
So you're asking about like rescheduling for something this summer at Walt Disney World is what you're asking?
Yeah, and I'm just trying to think ahead if things get a little bit better. If I'm trying to figure out a vacation for the family, what might be the ideal time to do it this summer, because the kids just can't be out in September, especially with a junior in high school. I was just trying to see if everyone rescheduling to July and August, or what's going on.
It's not July and August. What I'm seeing is rescheduling like October, November, December, like early December. That's really the trend I'm seeing with my guests. And again, I have you got to remember my client list skews heavy, hardcore Disney fans, because all my guests are pretty much podcast listeners. You know, like most other travel agents, they get their guests from like more of a wide range, like, you know, somebody they met at the grocery store, or somebody they met at church, or somebody they met at school. You know, mine are almost all podcast listeners. So that means they're hardcore Disney fans and they're in the know. They know the best time to go. They know when to go for race weekends. They know when to go for Food and Wine, for Flower and Garden, and what have you. Mm-hmm. They know all the times to go. So I'm seeing October, November, especially those 2 months, really getting busy, because people, when this started happening, started scheduling second trips. Because think about it, you could throw down a $200 deposit, totally refundable, till a month out under normal circumstances. So there's really not a risk. So I had a lot of guests that had April trips, and then they would have November trips. So they said that you could either go to Flower and Garden. If they can't go then, they're going to go to Food and Wine. Or if they couldn't go for spring break, they were going to go for Thanksgiving instead and see the Christmas decorations. So I had a lot of guests doing that. Now, when you're talking late summer, like we're going to probably try to go maybe we always go 4th of July. So that's my plan still. And I'm guessing the crowds will be lighter than normal, because I don't know if as fast as I hope the economy comes back, I don't think it can pop back that quick, you know, because it's so uncertain. People are rattled. I mean, I'm rattled. I don't even know if I'm going to get to go this summer. If business doesn't pick up, you know, I got to be responsible and take care of the family first. That's where we usually go. But there has to be a confidence for people to really travel. And I think that's why you're going to see great deals this summer, like crowds, but also that fear of, you know, is it too soon to get back? Is it okay? People are going to have that in the back of their mind, you know, and everybody's got to have that comfort level. But yeah, if you're talking August, that's a good, you know, we used to go that time. Our schools used to start like August 8th. So with Pam being a teacher, we had to be back at the beginning of August. That's when teachers went back. Now they've passed the law this year. They can't go back until the very end of August. So that would kind of give us a couple more weeks to go. But yeah, that's a good time to go. Honestly, I think August, you're going to see no crowds. I mean, you might have an awesome trip and aggressive discounts, I would assume, because, you know, as we know, Disney put out that dining offer for folks that were affected by the cancellations in March, April, and May, that their trips were checking in there, and where they could reschedule from June 1st until September 31st. So Disney's already trying to fill the summer, and I think anybody's going to get a good deal here shortly.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. I'm just hoping it doesn't come to all that, you know, the kids don't go back to school till mid-August. So if we did something like that, it'd be a nice last hurrah for the summer after all this craziness. So we'll have to keep an eye on that, I guess.
And that's who I feel bad for, because as a kid, and again, I was an outside kid. We played wiffle ball from morning till night. We played everything outside. We played soccer in the backyard, basketball. We were always playing sports. And the thing was, one of the most exciting, and I know people don't like daylight savings time. I know everybody, Twitter blows up about that. But the thing was, I like having it, because in the spring, one of my favorite days as a kid every year was that first Sunday night when it stayed an hour lighter for later. You know, like it was the night went on until like it stayed light till like 7:30 that first night, because we could stay out so late and just have another hour to play outside. And I'm looking at this and like, you know, we have kids like, the, you know, the siblings across the street, they're playing catch every day. I got to play catch with Paige and Mallory the other day. We got out the mitts and played catch with the softball. I was like the happiest dad in the world. So, you know, that we're talking about small things. That's one of the small things that I'm appreciative of. You know, I'm getting to play things like we played washers yesterday as a family, you know, where you throw the washers in the bucket. We've thrown the football. We've had a lot of time to play these games that we just haven't done in years because we're so busy. We just don't get to it. But yeah, I think it's one of those things where, you know, things are changing, but last hurrah in August, I think that's a great call. Wait and see, but I think you're going to get good discounts and you'll be able to ride everything quick.
Well, that'd be fun. That'd be fun to get everyone there again. Yeah, we broke out the PlayStation and played a classic Gauntlet from the arcades, and all four of us running around smashing monsters. That was all the fun. We spent pretty much all afternoon doing that.
Do you have it like on a what kind of system do you have Gauntlet on? Do you have the cabinet?
No, it's just the PlayStation 4.
Oh, okay.
And it was a digital game that we bought a couple years ago and hadn't touched for a while. So the four of us got it out, and next thing was like, oh, you shot the food. I wanted that. I need that gold. And it was cooperative but competitive at the same time.
That's right. I love this stuff. We have the old Wii. The most current system I have is the Wii. So we've been playing Mario Kart Wii, all of us. But I think in the other system I have is a PlayStation 2. That tells you how old I am. But I have that old, it's Cars. It's the game Cars. Like you drive through Radiator Springs, you race and all that stuff. And like Mallory has never played it because I haven't had it hooked up since she was born. And Mallory and I used to, or Paige and I used to play it years and years ago. So I might have to switch them out tonight and maybe play that. We'll see. Sounds fun.
Yeah. I heard you talking about playing Mario Kart, and that was some of
that's
the first
fierce
things my kids ever played. So I tried to find the Wii and I couldn't, but because that would have been a blast. We would have done tournaments all week.
Oh my gosh. It's so fierce. Thank goodness Paige is still good at it because she unlocked all the fun roads towards the end. I can't do that. I'm too old now. I can still beat her on the one where you go through the mall, Coconut Mall. I'm money. That's mine.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, the rest of them, I'm not very good.
All right. Well, cool, man. Thanks so much. And I've loved all these call-in shows, and it's really added something for my walks and my runs, and I can't thank you enough.
Well, I appreciate it, Dennis. You take care, and I've always appreciated your support. It means a ton to the family. So you stay safe, and thank you so much for being on the Lizards, keeping it going out there, and being a part of the family, buddy.
Will do. Thanks a lot, Mike.
All right, take care. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, 407-413-9395. My buddy Dennis calling in from down in Texas, one of the BR Guest Podcast Lizards. He is getting fast running. I love seeing our Lizards. You know, we're not all fast. A lot of us are slower. We get a lot of miles in. We walk, run, we walk, we do everything. Dennis is burning it up, dude. The cop's going to be sitting on the corner tomorrow with the radar gun. He's going to get a ticket. His neighborhood, just saying. All right, so we're getting some questions here in the live chat, and everybody's talking about when they think things will be back to normal at Walt Disney World. And who knows? You know, we can make some guesses. Disney is saying, and again, 407-413-9395, phone lines are back open if you want to call, as we have about 15 minutes left in tonight's show. Man, these things go so fast. So the new offer, and if you noticed in the news that you cannot book a room reservation right now until June 1st. There's no availability in the system. They've taken all the rooms out of inventory until June 1st. So you can read what you want into that. Also, that offer for folks that have been displaced, they're calling it a recovery offer for folks that had to have their trips canceled because of the COVID-19 outbreak, is from June 1st to September 31st, where you can, that's when you need to travel. It looks like maybe the phone's not answering. Let me see here. Let me hit that. And there. Sorry, if you're calling in, try again. I think I had the wrong button hit. So they're trying to fill up June 1st to September 31st right now. So I'd assume they're looking at being open. They keep saying, too, that they may open before that. They're not saying that June 1st is the date they're going to reopen the parks. They say this offer still stands even if we open the parks prior to June 1st. So they're still leaving the door open to being open in May, maybe April. Who knows? We don't know. I mean, we just got to sit back and wait. Like I said, if they put a date out there, that date doesn't really mean a thing. We just got to see how things work out. So let's cross our fingers and see what happens. All right, we have our next call. Hey, who's joining us?
Hey, Mike, it's Wade Anderson from Lincoln, Nebraska.
Hey, Wade, go Huskers.
Yeah, that's right. I wish we could be talking about Cubs, Cardinals.
God, tell me about it, man.
Upcoming football season, which seems so far away.
I heard a rumor that they were going to move college football season to July, August, and September. And I saw that because I follow a Twitter account called Saturdays Down South. It's like an SEC account. And they said, SEC fans just dehydrated reading that tweet because it's so hot. It's July, no thanks.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my gosh. Now, Nebraska might be okay in that time. I mean, it's hot up there, but, you know.
Yeah, we do get the humidity and stuff too. But there actually was a deal in the paper yesterday where Kirk Herbstreit was saying he's not so sure that there will be a football season.
Stop. I have to hang up on you. I can't have that. I've lost Disney. Stop. I can't lose all hope. I'm wilting as you speak.
I'm right there with you. I read it yesterday in the paper. I went, what? Herbie, what are you talking about? Come on now. You got to give us something to look forward to.
Come on. I need Corso. Corso will pump us up. Come on, coach.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man. I hope so. I hope that, we get back to normal, as the other callers have been saying here. And, I was thinking what I wouldn't give right now to be back at Marathon Weekend, mm-hmm. where the biggest worry was getting up at, 2:30 in the morning.
For real. I know. We're all like, oh, man, it's so I'm going to get up. So, you're exactly right. I was seriously thinking about it. I tweeted it earlier today. I was like in the living room. I was on hold because today when I was working for my guests the whole time. Well, now you can't even get in. They say there's too many people on. Call back tomorrow, basically, is what they put on the message. But I held 6 hours, and then I had a 2-hour call with the cast member because you only get 2 hours, they hang up on you. And the thing is, while I was on hold, you got a lot of time to think while you're doing paperwork on your laptop. And I thought about like a month ago, like our biggest worry was answering the question of when is Space 220 going to open? Like you don't know how many times we got that question in the inbox. And I'm thinking, man, we don't know. No matter how many times you ask, we don't know. And the thing is, like, that was our biggest worry. And now, if you told me a month ago, every park around the world's closed, like, I'd have been like, it's unprecedented. I can't believe it's happened. It's just nuts.
It's crazy. I travel, I work out of my home, and then I travel for work too. And I've had trips canceled. So, of course, now I've been in my home office for a month straight, which is odd. But, it is crazy how quick everything went and obviously how unfortunate it's been and how obviously people have passed away from this. It's crazy where we are. And I hope that obviously by everything we're doing, it flattens the curve and we get back to normal. We can start thinking about, hey, is the castle going to be painted when I'm there? Or there'll be a crane in my picture.
Yeah.
Will the refurbishment at Epcot be done when I'm there? I know we're going to get back there, but it is crazy. It is really crazy where we are.
It is.
Well,
it totally puts things. I totally agree with what you're saying. It puts things in perspective. We were freaking out about stuff in February that we didn't need to freak out about. I mean, we're Disney fans. That's what we were. Now that you think about things, like, oh, who cares if that crane's there? I'll take a crane. I'll take two cranes. Give me two cranes.
Exactly. Splash Mountain's closed. Oh, well.
Yeah, who
cares?
That's fine.
I'm okay with that.
I'm good with it. Yeah, I can go on Big Thunder.
right. Exactly. I almost booked Star Wars. I think I actually sent a question to you about, because it was past the time where you could submit your estimated finish or one of your previous races. And you had said, went up and were able to get yourself into a better corral or a higher up corral for Princess. I think you had to do it.
You had to do it
for Marathon Weekend too.
I did it for both, but you got to sweet talk them. Yeah. You got to be good. You got to kind of Yoda them. Or Obi-Wan Kenobi them. You will put me in seat.
Right.
You will put me in corral.
I almost booked the trip. I mean, I literally had Southwest Air ready to book the flight and ready to book that. And I thought, I'm just going to wait and see what happens here. And I'm glad I didn't book it at this point. I am booked for Wine and Dine, and I think we've got Marathon Weekend early registration coming up like next week.
Well, they've put that on hold. There's no more registrations until further notice.
Okay.
I think it's twofold. They kind of need to, I think they're kind of keeping, because I know like the cast members I speak to when I book vacations, they're out of the call centers now. Everybody's at home, which is the right call because you can totally do the job they do at home, just like I can do my job at home. Because they even have it's funny because I called this was like 4 or 5 days ago. When you call, you get this pre-roll to the calls. You call in. It says, it's for the abundance of safety of our cast members. Now they're working from home. If you hear a dog bark or a kid cry or something in the background, please be patient and understand. I'm like, if you have a problem with the dog barking at this point or a kid crying in the background, you need to be kicked in the butt. Get real. You shouldn't even have to say that, but I get it. But the thing is, I think that, stuff like this, we just got to be flexible. And that's how it is.
Right.
So, but I think, too, they're kind of waiting for the economy to kick back. I mean, it's going to be hard for a lot of people to separate $600 for the Goofy Challenge, in the next week or two. A lot of us would. Yeah. I probably would. I'd find it somehow. But man, that's a lot rougher than it was this time last year.
Well, exactly. And I actually, my wife said she'll run the 5K and the 10K. I'm calling it the grumpy because she's begrudgingly said she would run the 5 and the 10K with me. But and then I've got my son who said, oh, maybe I'll do, I'll do the half marathon. And my other son's like, yeah, I'll do the 5 and 10K. I start adding up my head going, okay, hold on a second.
I know exactly. Like, we don't need to be a family that tight. Like, I love you guys and all, but man, I'll see you after the race.
Right. Exactly. I'll send you the pictures.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to get Memory Maker and we can just all share the photos. I'll Photoshop you in. The finish line, yeah.
Hey, I was glass half full thinking, well, every day they're closed, my annual pass expiration is getting
I've said
further
that
and further out.
Yep.
So.
Mine if we go much longer, I'll be good for princess next year. Like, I mean, the thing is, I always, because I got my pass this year, January 1st. So I knew I was going to have to renew my pass before marathon weekend next year. You know, it always happens. I got to renew it when I go for marathon. But this marathon, I won't have to. And I mean, if this goes, you know, 3-4 more weeks, princess will be in play. So I guess you got to find something to keep you going.
Exactly.
It's not big.
Exactly. I know we're all going to get through it together. It's great you're doing these shows. I do appreciate it. It's fun to listen, you know, and glad I was able to call in. And, you know, we'll get through this together. I mean, it's tough, but you know what? Everybody needs to stay healthy and stay positive and follow the guidelines that we need to do. Good social distancing. I'm trying to run I've run a half marathon 3 weekends in a row. It's not quite the Mike Rallman every
whatever.
Day
it's good
half
enough,
marathon.
I'm stupid. Talk about grumpy. I'm stupid and grumpy. There you go.
I can't do that. But anyway, you know what? Just stay positive and we'll get through all this. And before you know it, we'll be back eating a Mickey bar on Main Street.
I absolutely agree. So. And, you know, it's a great opportunity because we get to spend some time talking about, is we're always talking about Disney, but I mean, other things, get to talk to you about things, about your family, get to talk to Dennis, you know, everybody's calling in tonight, everybody in the live chat, we're getting to know each other better. And it's really good for our community because I think this hashtag alone together is true. I mean, we are all having to be separated and this is the ultimate separation. I mean, like Pam, Ricky and I, we're always in 3 different states. We're 600 miles from each other all the time, but those two are like my sisters. And I want this community to have the support that if you need something, I know, cause I see it with our lizards, anybody jumps in. If anybody ever needs anything, anybody jumps in and helps each other out. So we need to just rally as a whole podcast group and do that. I know we will. So we're going to stick it out. We'll make it.
I agree with you, Mike. I posted a picture yesterday. You know, it's great to see some of the other, you know, I see Mike Bankhead makes a comment or Joe Ficus and I've met those guys. Other people are commenting. I don't know, but you know what? I feel like I'm getting to know them better too. Mm-hmm. And then through the phone calls and the chat, like you said, it's pretty cool. That is a cool thing. The good that'll come out of it.
Well, hey, let's cross our fingers, man. No, when you call back, and you got to call back again later on next week, but do not talk about football going away. That I can't take it, man.
Okay.
don't mess with me.
I promise I won't. Okay. Stay positive.
Take care.
Baseball season too, Mike.
Oh god. Yeah, I need it all, but I mean I can't even speak right now. It's bad. All right. Take care of that family. I'll talk to you soon, buddy. Stay safe.
All right.
Bye-bye.
See you, Mike.
All right. 407-413-9395. We will not talk about football not happening. That is not cool. You guys know me. My living room was paid in the old house was Mizzou gold. Mallory would have been named Chase if she was a boy after Chase Daniel, who was the quarterback of the Mizzou Tigers when she was getting ready to be born. It was crazy. All right, so we have a couple minutes left here. We've been talking about the small things. I just want to add a couple things. I think I mentioned it when I was talking to Dennis. The small things that have been positive out of this. Of course, I'm missing the small things like sitting on a bench on Main Street, watching the people go by, stuff like that. But the small things that I've benefited is we've walked as a family and talked. We've had conversations. We've slowed down. We've taken the dogs for walks together. Like I said, we've played catch. We played washers the other day. Each night before bed, we play rummy to 200. We have a good time. All four of us playing cards. We play rummy. I didn't know how to play really until this all happened. We've played Yahtzee. We played aggravation last night and had a good time laughing as I kept landing on Mallory and just sending her back to home. And she would throw a fit and get mad. It was, I don't know why we didn't have time for this a month ago. We never played board games. We never did puzzles. We didn't sit at the kitchen table every night for dinner. We would go places. We would drive through. And we've obviously been forced to slow down. But in a way, it's been a blessing. I think that Pam and I were talking about this the other day, that as bad as this is, and it's bad. I mean, people are sick, people are losing their lives. And also thanks to Deanna, who was in the live chat, she's getting ready to go to the ER to go to work. I know we have tons of nurses and doctors and first responders in our audience. Please stay safe out there. And please know that we pray for you and we thank you for being out there and doing what you're doing, because you're the people keeping us all together and keeping the society together. So please be safe and know that we're behind you. But the whole thing is, when we look back on this, hopefully in 10 years, maybe we won't see this as being as horrific, as terrible as it is. Maybe we'll remember the good times around the kitchen table and the good times we got to take walks. And I hope that as we come out of this here shortly, which I think we will, that we don't forget to take the time with the loved ones and just go back to being so busy and being on our phones all the time and work, which we all have to work. But I hope that we still have a nice balance and still do these kind of things. So that's where I think we're going to leave tonight's show, right? The little things. Thanks to Amy for that idea. So let's set the scene for the rest of the week. Tomorrow night, Pam and Ricky are joining me at 5:45 Eastern. We'll record the Wednesday and Friday shows for the week. So if you have listener questions, join us there and ask them in the live chat. We'll answer them on the air. Tuesday during the day, probably, as long as something crazy doesn't happen. If not, it'll be Tuesday night. Wednesday will be at about 6:15 Central, 7:15 Eastern. It'll be a trip report. And then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, right here, same time, same place, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central. So please do spread the word about these shows. We had a huge crowd tonight. I'd like to have even more tomorrow night and moving forward, because the more we have, the more conversations we have, the more fun we have. And we can all get through this together. So again, have a great Sunday night. Go hang out with your loved ones. Stay by yourself. Stay quarantined. Stay happy. Stay safe. And we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.